Welcome back to the New York Sports Exchange, episode number 130. And this is March.
It's happening.
We're watching basketball. I'm watching basketball right now. This is great. This is March. Conference tournaments in full swing. A week from today will be the first round of the NCAA tournament for college basketball. Saquon Barkley, no longer a New York Giant.
Dude, the entire league is just, the entire league is flipped on his head.
Let me just say it. He could have went anywhere else. He could have went to Vegas, and I would have been like, you know what? Fine. You get a fucking tribute post from me on Twitter and Instagram. Leave it at that. Good luck. Go win a ring. Go get that bag. He goes to the Eagles.
They're not, and the Eagles aren't even going to win. Are we forgetting that Nick Sirianni is their head coach? They're not winning football games. I'm sorry. It's just not happening.
It's bad. It's bad seeing how it goes. Tiki Barber having a field day.
Can he shut the fuck up? Tiki Barber? Really?
Here's the thing. Well, number one, I really don't care about either Tiki Barber or Saquon Barkley because Brandon Jacobs and Ahmad Bradshaw are my running backs for the rest of my life, and I will only acknowledge them as such. And I hate to go low, but let's go low. Tiki talking about loyalty,
dude. That's what I'm saying. This is why I'm like I don't get why he's going after him. Why is he the one? If it was Rashad Mendenhall, yeah, maybe. But Tiki Barber,
yeah.
What are we doing?
Come on, Tiki. And I love how like Saquon tweeted like, "Thanks New York for the past like 6 years." Didn't say what team he was going to. Tiki was just basically saying that he was dead to him after that tweet when we didn't even know where the hell he was going.
But who cares what Tiki like? Who cares about Tiki Barber anymore? Like honestly, what the hell is he up to? I don't.
Love Tiki. He's got his own show on The Fan now.
Stan, that was the first time I've heard of him in a very long time, was him coming out saying that Saquon's dead to him. And you know what I love about that, too, is that Lamar flipped it and is just doing it to all of his teammates as a troll
and
now.
Like every
like,
former teammate, yeah.
Yeah, literally, it's you're like on top of it. It's like, oh my god, congrats on the move. Like, you're dead to me. You got a dog, yeah, you're dead to me.
Yeah, let me delete my tweet about me saying how Saquon's dead to me. let me just say that I was... If he went anywhere else, I would have been fine with it. It's the fact that
he went to the Jets.
I'd be fine with it. really, I'd be fine with it.
Oh, I have to mention, Pete told me to mention this one thing. Shout out Pete Murray. He did call this. He said, yeah. And I quote, Tyrod Taylor will be in the same building next year in a different uniform. And look what happened. So shout out Pete Murray.
Good call, Peter. That was a good shout.
We know ball. Even the ex-hosts in the ball. They don't ball.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. We will dive into NFL free agency, recap all the big signings. In other news, Gerrit Cole out 1 to 2 months due to an elbow injury. He is currently seeing
That is the entire season.
I don't want
to. When they have to say he's out for 1 to 2 months to run more tests in California means, yeah, his arm's shot and he's got a rubber band there right now.
All right. Well, the UCL is intact. That's the good news. The bad news is
actually, they don't know that yet. They said they could. They said they think it is, but because of the inflammation, they don't really know what's wrong with his elbow.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is just a big mystery. What I'm getting at here.
Oh, they're gonna keep us in the dark for 1 to 2 months, and then in 2 months it'll either be he's out for the year or he's coming
back.
That's my bet.
He'll be back by All-Star break. Yeah.
That's my bet. It's one of the two.
All right. Other baseball news, Dylan Cease is a San Diego Padre. We'll dive into that trade. Hockey trade deadline. What a deadline that was. What a Friday. What a pickup for the Rangers. I thought the Rangers were done. After getting Wenberg. Nope. They go get Ruedel. Jake Gensel's a Carolina Hurricane. What a big win. Big win for the Rangers.
Shout out Lou Lamoriello. Not making a move. I actually don't mind it. I really don't. They won six straight going to the All-Star break. I don't care. Or not the All-Star break, the trade deadline. I don't care, Lou. Do your thing. We trust Lou.
Come on.
Who are we going to get? Stan, how many times could we give up a first-round pick? I mean, I don't think we've had a first-round pick since Simon Holmstrom. And then the one before that was I mean, who even was before that? The only one that's really panned out so far since 2018 has been Noah Dobson. It's the first round pick that's panned out for the Isles. All so right. Hopefully this can change. Let's get to the draft. We'll work there.
You're in the playoffs. You're saying get to the draft.
We'll work in the. I'm talking about the pick. Oh, we're winning the cups. Right. Don't even start with me.
Oh God. And then we will dive. Conference tournaments underway. Basket interference. That was
shout out Rutgers last night.
They lost.
They got smoked.
They got worked by Maryland.
That's also the last time I watch a Rutgers basketball game. Yeah, that's the last time I watch a Rutgers game.
Until next year when they have Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper.
Oh, don't. Yeah, I already had this conversation with my buddy. Don't worry. Next year's going to be great.
They're going to be nice. NBA, OG Anunoby comes back. We'll dive into all of that. Let's just get it started. NFL free agency. Which one should we start with? There were a lot of ludicrous contracts that were given out. And speaking
we can get
of
Jets and Giants out of the way first, and then we'll go.
Brian Burns.
Start with the
New
Giants.
York Giant.
So how are you feeling about losing
Saquon? I mean, I'm fine with losing Saquon. I just think that it was a matter of time. It felt like he was ready to leave. Joe Shane was very hell-bent on not getting him that money. Not giving him that money. And
I don't know, Stan. He has been a vital source of your offense for the past, 5 years? Think of your record. What happened? But think about it. Like, without him, when he was hurt that 1 year, would you win four games?
Which time was he hurt? Like, when you're saying when he was hurt that 1 year, you got to go into more. Because I feel like the injuries were too much.
But, like, that's your safety blanket. I mean, what receivers
I know,
and running
the safety.
Like, who'd you sign? I mean, did you get Singletary?
Yeah, we got Devin Singletary. He was I think he was pretty good this year.
That is not a load back, Stan. Devin Singletary? I'm not trying to, like, demoralize you here.
I'm not trying to demoralize it either. I think that Devin Singletary had a good year. He knows the offense. He was with the Bills when Dable was the offensive coordinator. I think it's a good pickup. Now, who the backup running back's going to be? Are they going to run with Eric Gray? Are they going to draft someone? Hint, hint. Maybe a guy that played at St. Joseph's Regional High School could be a nice third down power back. I would really like that a lot.
A little slow, though. That 40 time was brutal.
I know it was, but let's...
What, he run like a 4.7?
Yeah, it was bad. It was pretty bad.
It was like slowest for all running backs.
Hey, he was my last memory of my 21st birthday. Let's all keep that in mind.
That's a weird last memory.
That was my last memory of my 21st birthday. Oh my God. Do you want to know what it was? I was like talking to him. I don't even know what I was talking to him about. And I guess I was just like saying shit. And then you just hand me a green tea shot and scream, "This one's for Stan!" And then I downed it, and then that was it.
You know, that was a fun night. That was a very fun night. I'm thinking about it, because I don't remember much either.
I don't really remember much.
I remember seeing your mom the next day at ShopRite Liquors, and it was over winter break.
Like, yeah, I walked home.
Dude, I was in aisle one. I remember this vividly. Like, I look horrible, like messed up, beat up. It's a long day, and I see your mom, and she goes, "Oh, you don't look as bad as Stan." I go, "How bad could Stan be down?" And then I remember you texting me like, "I'm hurting."
Oh, it was bad. I was found on a bench. I was found on a bench at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well,
it was not good.
That's the way to do it.
Happens. 21st.
Happy birthday.
It happens. Thank you. It's about 3 months too late, but anyway.
Well, I was there. I was there.
Yeah, you were there. You are right. Anyway, despite the Giants signing Devin Singletary, they trade and extend Brian Burns.
That's a great pickup.
It's an outstanding pickup. Two years ago. Actually, last year, at the 2022 deadline, the Rams offered 2 first-round picks to Carolina in exchange for Brian Burns. The Panthers said no. The Giants...
Keep going. Finish this. I got something to say about Carolina.
Oh, they're a disaster. The Giants traded a 2024 second, a 2024 fifth, and a 2025 fifth for Brian Burns.
What is Carolina's game plan? I'm just so confused on like where they're going moving forward, because I don't see a future. I don't see a future for the next like 6 years.
No, I don't either. I really don't. And then they trade for Deontay Johnson, and they're
for
like,
what
hell
reason?
Then. Exactly. Like, that's my thing.
I don't know.
I don't understand.
Their O-line sucks. Their quarterback sucks. Actually, sucks. We don't really even know. They gave up like five first round picks for him, so.
Yeah, we'll
see how that turns out.
They don't have a first round pick this year.
I don't know what their game plan is. They're not going to be able to draft a good O lineman. So I don't know where they're moving. If they don't have good receivers, they don't have good running backs. They don't have. I mean, their defense now is getting depleted. I don't know what. My buddy's a Panthers fan, and I talking about this. What hope do you have as a Carolina Panthers fan forward in this season? Yeah, going into the season. What, like, you're just going in knowing you're the worst team in the NFL. Like, this is one of the worst teams I think I've seen on paper in a very long time.
Yeah, it's
I don't know how you could be positive. That's all I got to say about Panthers fans.
I don't think you can. The Giants will also pay Brian Burns $150 million over the next 5 years, with $87 million extended. Puts him second among defensive ends at $30 million a season, behind Nick Bosa's $34 million average. This is the Giants I grew up on, okay? A hard-nosed defensive line. I grew up on Strahan. I grew up on Justin Tuck. I grew up on O.C. Umanura. And now it feels like we're back. Brian Burns, Kayvon Thibodeau, Dexter Lawrence, Bobby Okereke, and even when I grew up on it, Antonio Pierce. Like, this is the team I grew up on. Hard-nosed front line and a hard-nosed running back. If you remember the Earth, Wind, and Fire running back committee of the New York Giants of Brandon Jacobs, Ahmad Bradshaw, and Derek Ward, what a time to be alive that was to be a Giant fan. And now here we are. Hey, Singletary, I'm fine with. I heard about A.J. Dillon. Maybe if he could break a tackle, then I'd be okay with it. But if he could...
Throw some money at Aaron Jones?
Well, the Vikings got him. But
oh, right. Sorry. I forgot that.
This is the Giants I grew up on. Now, if you draft a quarterback, I'm fine with it. I'm perfectly fine with it. Jalen Hyatt, wide receiver 1 year two, I'm for it. I'm not expecting much. Like,
this team,
I'm not asking for a lot.
This team reminds me a lot of what the Jets were last year. Like, a lot. Where your defense is elite. You're going to have one of the best defenses in the NFL,
well,
but that offense...
I would not necessarily call the defense elite. I'd really just say that...
It's getting to that point, though.
The D line is good. The secondary needs a lot of work.
But your offense is so short of weapons this year. I don't know.
I agree.
You're gonna be frustrated because I don't think you're gonna put a lot of points on the board. I really don't.
Like, I know it depends on who's at quarterback. Like, to be honest, like that's how I feel about Saquon going to the Eagles. I really feel that. Yeah, they kick our ass 9 times out of 10 every year, but for as long as Daniel Jones is the quarterback of the New York Giants, I really have no
expectations.
No, I don't. I really don't. Next deal, Derrick Henry to the Baltimore Ravens, 2 years, $16 million with $9 million guaranteed. The Ravens finally have their running back.
This is the one we all kind of expected. I pretty sure we all knew he was either going here and Dallas. I heard rumors, but there was no way. He was always a Raven. Yeah. And listen, if people are going to say he got too much money for how old he is, what, 30, 31 years old. But this guy,
it's 2 year contract.
Guy had under, like, he had under 200 carries his first 2 years in the NFL. He's had one injury, a foot injury, and he came back. He was efficient. I mean, he was efficient last year.
He was supposed to be out for the year. Didn't he come back from it?
Yeah. He's got a ton of tread left. I really think he's going to benefit this offense. And I know they just cut OBJ and they need to add a receiver. Clearly, I mean, that's what they need next. But they are scary. They are a scary team. That might be. Are they a favorite to win the Super Bowl? Are they?
Well, everyone's putting the money on Philly after they got Saquon, but they're definitely up there to win the Super Bowl.
And does that division
I know it's
that
division, March 14th, but
clearly. I'm just getting excited. But now we look at this division. Is this one of the best divisions in football?
I wouldn't say best division in football because that's it.
Okay,
was,
let me ask you this. Let me ask you this question.
We don't know how the Bengals will be.
That's what I was just going to ask you. What do you think the Bengals look like going into this season next year? Are they the worst team in this division? I think so right now.
I mean, like, I want to say
Pittsburgh got Russell Wilson. They got Russell.
And
their defense has been that good for so long. They made the playoffs last year with Mason Rudolph. Like, this is a team that's going to win football games. They just don't lose. They're going to stay above 500. I seriously think this could be like an 11-win team. The Pittsburgh Steelers this year.
I just don't know how Cleveland will be. Because let's all be honest here. When Deshaun Watson was playing, Cleveland wasn't the best. And then they bring in Flacco, and then all of a sudden,
well, look at Flacco
now.
The
playoffs.
Now right, Flacco's going to back in it. He's going and he's going to play. I'm telling you, Anthony Richardson's going to get hurt like week 10, and he's going to go in.
I mean, I find that believable. Next deal, Christian Wilkins to the Las Vegas Raiders. 4 years, $110 million with $84 million guaranteed. He got his money.
He
desperately wanted that money. Miami loses one of the best nose tackles in football. But goddamn, a Christian Wilkins, Max Crosby defensive line is fucking scary.
Does that make them a good football team?
The offense needs to improve in the slightest, but for as long as Antonio Pierce is the head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, I think they have a fighting chance.
I like that take. I know they just got rid of Renfro, so I'm wondering what this room's going to look like going into the season.
That was a bad... I don't know, Giants.
You never know.
Wouldn't mind it in the slightest.
And do you think, let me ask you before you get to the next sign, is Devontae Adams going to be there at the start of the year next year?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes. Josh Jacobs to the Green Bay Packers. 4 years, $48 million with $12.5 million guaranteed. They choose to pay Josh Jacobs $12 million instead of paying Aaron Jones $11 million.
I would give Josh Jacobs 12. I think he's a much better back than Aaron Jones.
I don't know. I'm not exactly sold, but
dude, Jordan Love had just, I'm so sold on him that I think this team's going to be good. I'm so sold that he's a good quarterback that they'll get the job done.
Maybe, but I don't know. I really don't know. The Texans get the reigning NFL sack leader in Danielle Hunter. 2 years, $49 million with $48 million of it guaranteed. You now pair him on a D-line with Will Anderson. They also get Joe Mixon.
They're going to be good. They're going to be really good this year.
They made the playoffs with a rookie quarterback. I don't think there's such a thing as a sophomore slump when it comes to that.
That's what I was... Okay, there we go. That just answered the question I was going to ask you.
Yep. If you make the playoffs with a rookie quarterback and you're asking me about a sophomore slump, get the fuck out of here. Stop.
That's what I was going to ask you. All right.
He just looked so, like, he didn't look like a rookie. Like, that's the thing. Like, he didn't, there was no, throughout that run, there was no, like, rookie mistake that he made.
Yeah, that's true.
There wasn't a time where an analyst was just like, rookies are prone to make that mistake, but he'll be able to learn. No, he was straight up, he was a top 10 quarterback in the sport. Like,
when's the last time we've seen?
Here.
But yeah, when's the last time we've seen that where a guy has just immediately come in off draft and then a top quarterback? Exactly. From what I've seen.
We haven't. BYU is not doing well. Okay.
Patrick Mahomes took time. I mean, all these guys.
Yeah.
Took time
I wouldn't say Mahomes took time, but learned under Andy Reid.
Alex Smith too. You can't discredit how good Alex Smith was back in his prime.
That's fair.
I mean, he did teach
him
some things.
That's fair. Jerry Jeudy. Traded to the Cleveland Browns for a 2024 fifth and a 2024 sixth. Tim, the Jets were in on him. They didn't get him.
No, I'm not too mad. I'm going to say in the words of Steve Smith, that boy ass. So I'm cool on that. I don't need him.
There we go. All right. Trying to figure out. The Bears made some moves. They got Jalen Johnson. Here we go. Washington Commanders get Austin Eckler.
He's done. He's got no tread left. He moves like a tight end. And they lose Antonio Gibson, the fumble machine. There's no reason to keep him if you're not even going to use him.
He's at Tennessee now, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Antonio Gibson? Okay.
Yes.
And then Tony Pollard. No, Tony Pollard went to Tennessee. Antonio Gibson went to New England.
Oh, I got them. Yeah, you're right. I don't know why I thought Tony Pollard went to New England. I just got that mixed up.
Yeah, I didn't think so either. Yeah, this Commanders run game is not.
What is their game? I don't know.
Austin Eckler. It's Austin Eckler and Brian Robinson who are both extremely
Sam Howell's not going to be there. Yeah, and Sam Howell's not going to. They're drafting a quarterback.
I don't think they are. They like Sam Howell.
I don't
know. Be shocked if we. I won't be shocked if we see Marvin Harrison.
That could be a good receiving room. Jahad Dotson, Scary Terry, Marvin Harrison.
Would it be that bad? No. Chiefs keep Chris Jones 5 years, $158 million with $95 million guaranteed. You kind of felt like this was coming.
How does this guy go from I'm going to retire to let me sign a 5-year extension and just keep playing football and torture the NFL? Just hang him up, dude, please. Please.
And then Steelers get Patrick Queen. That's big.
Huge. That's huge. And that's another reason why I think their defense was already that good. And now they had Patrick Queen, who's one of the best linebackers in football.
Oof. I'm trying to find.
How about the Jets? Jets making some moves. Yeah. They re-sign Greg Zuerlein. They brought in Tyrod Taylor.
They bring back Thomas Morstead.
Yeah, well, I love that. And they just poached the Ravens O-line. They agreed to terms with Joe Simpson, who phenomenal lineman. That definitely
they trade for Morgan Moses as well. That's a good trade for them.
Dude, the O-line is completely different from last year already, and I love it. And they're one guy away from having a complete line. They got Aaron Rodgers comes back. I don't know, dude. If they get a receiver, come on. How can you not like their chances? How can you not? Like, realistically.
You're right. But last but not least, without a doubt, the most obnoxious contract of free agency had to be the Kirk Cousins contract.
He can't keep getting away with this.
How do you get $180 million coming off of a torn Achilles?
How do you do that and have one playoff win in your 12 years in the NFL?
I don't know how that's possible.
You know, that contract's obnoxious, but is Calvin Ridley's more? I mean, he got $100 million.
He
can't keep getting away with this. This guy does this who is his agent? I want that agent.
Kirk Cousins?
For Calvin Ridley. Who's Calvin Ridley's agent? Oh. I want that agent to just manage my life. Because that guy is racking in money for Calvin Ridley, for a guy who, let's be honest, is he worth $100 million? No.
No, he isn't. Well, first off, Kirk Cousins' agent is Mike McCartney. McCartney. Agent. I mean, this isn't fate. He's a man of God. Faith-driven athlete, Mike McCartney. Fits the Kirk Cousins scheme. Calvin Ridley's agent. Something tells me that this is just a guess, but something tells me that he's Rock Nation. Don't see. Come on. Why did it redirect me? Calvin Ridley agent. Do-do-do-do. Does not say. Yeah, it doesn't say. Let me see. Who is Calvin Ridley's agent? David Mulugeta.
This guy is a schemer, and I love it.
I want him to represent us.
exactly.
That's insane. What a job. What a job. So draft coming up. For the NFL, obviously.
Where's Justin Fields going?
I don't know.
Is he going to play receiver?
Really don't know.
catch some little screen bubble passes from Caleb Williams. They can run a 2-quarterback set.
I don't. The NFL is looking into potential tampering by the Eagles and Falcons prior to the start of free agency.
Dude, I mean, the Falcons one I get because I feel like that was like a main destination for Kirk, but this Eagles one would make sense. Clearly you don't just get.
No. Yeah. Well, you know, apparently you heard what James Franklin said.
What?
He basically said that Howie Roseman got on the phone with Saquon Barkley and pitched him when you're not allowed to do that. you are strictly not allowed to do that. But I love what Ari Mayrov said here. He was like, the NFL's tampering rules have never made sense because, spoiler alert, every team tampers.
In every sport.
Every team tampers. The only reason why this is being investigated is because the quiet part was said publicly. Like, this isn't... Yeah.
No, it's... Nah. And I feel like nothing's going to happen to the Falcons. I feel like the Eagles maybe lose a pick or something. I don't know how that works, where they get fined or lose
give
a pick.
The Giants,
but...
Give it to the Giants. Give it to the Giants. That'd be awesome. Thank you. That would be awesome.
Shout out to Bryce Huff. I know he's an Eagle now. Got his bag. Jets legend. That dude's nice. That helps their pass rush a lot. He is unbelievable off the edge.
All right. Let's go to baseball. Garrett Cole, 1 to 2 months.
Dude, you were having a rough week.
Yeah, it's a rough week to be me. Like, it's a really rough week.
Welcome to my life in 2018.
Yeah, this is a rough week to be me. Right now, so Garrett Cole, we don't know what the hell is going on right now. He is more than likely going to be on the injured list. Elbow discomfort. I don't know what you do from here. I really don't. And now Judge with the whole thing. Like, I don't even know what the hell's going on with Judge.
This may help Snell.
Yeah, it's probably going to help. It is going to help Snell.
He's gonna get money.
I just don't understand how, with the whole Aaron Judge thing, where it's just like he's penciled in the lineup for Saturday, but he's still feeling oblique tightness, and on top of that, he's still feeling pain with his toe. Like, this is...
It's still spring training. I mean, guys are just... Brett,
but like, we're talking about wear and tear in mid-March.
Yeah, all right. I guess that makes sense. I mean, at least he can still hit. I mean, Brett Beatty got benched in spring training for batting like 100. How do you get benched in spring?
That's hilarious.
How does that happen? How do you get benched?
I just don't know what's going to happen, because if we lose Garrett Cole until 2025, we're fucked. Or probably 2025 and beyond.
Yeah, but
if I'm
you know
being
what?
Honest.
You know what? If you do get Snell, realistically, and
they said it's unlikely.
All right. Well, even if you get back Montgomery and you have a bounce back year from Rodon,
that's also unlikely.
Okay. Well, everything's unlikely until Garrett Cole tears his UCL.
You want to hear?
Cease was likely, and look where he is.
Oh yeah, you see where we're pivoting towards?
What?
You ready? Michael Lorenzen.
Hey, it could be worse. Jose Quintana could be starting opening day for you guys.
Threw a no hitter. He threw a no hitter.
Yeah, and Seve threw like a perfect game. Like, what the hell does that mean for me?
Yeah, really. So right now the projected rotation, now with Cole out for opening day: Marcus Stroman, Carlos Rodon, Clark Schmidt, Nestor Cortez, and Clayton Beter. Try and guess what team we got. Try and guess what trade we got him from. Recent trade. And by recent, I mean like 2 years.
Okay. I don't know. Who was it?
Got him in the Joey Gallo trade.
Really?
I'm very excited to watch Clayton Beter. 25 years old. He's tall. He can throw heat. Like, this is...
Yeah.
I like it. I like
don't
it.
Get roped,
I like
don't
it.
Get roped in, though, because Taylor McGill is...
I'm not going to get roped in.
Taylor McGill's bringing me back in with a 1-1 ERA in spring training. The Mets have the lowest ERA. Like, and then he's going to start... going to get his first day of actual ball in, like, May or April, and he's going to get shelled. So I'm not...
Fair. Carlos Rodon's got to step up. That's all I really got.
This is like the...
He looked good yesterday.
But when we say step up, Stan, when we say step up, I don't mean like just a step up from last year. I mean back to where he was at his peak. Like, he has to get back there.
He's got to be our guy. He's got to be worth the $150 million, because this is...
Like I said again, though, it could be worse. Like, the Mets literally have Jose Quintana starting opening day. Like, it could be worse.
I mean, I like the offense. The offense is good. Austin Wells has had a very nice spring. Hopefully, he's the starting catcher.
That's what I hate about spring training, though. The false hope
hope you have.
Because I'm just like, oh, these guys are raking. And then I look at who they're playing against. It's like a single-A pitcher. And I'm like, well, yeah, like, duh, he's raking.
Duh, no shit. So right now, they added, on Fangraphs, they added Wells to the lineup. And then the rest is just the same. LeMahieu, Soto, Judge, Rizzo. Rizzo's been looking good, too. Torres, Stanton, Verdugo, Volpe, and Wells.
How do you feel that the Orioles are going to ruin your life for the next 20 years.
I mean, I feel like we've had this discussion. Where
I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna keep saying it now that Jackson Holliday's hitting like cycles.
Yeah, he's starting.
What'd he go like 3 for 4 against you guys? 4 for 4, like a triple.
I don't even know. Like I'm just sort of.
They're gonna be good.
They're gonna be good.
And Cease gets moved. Cease gets moved to San Diego. Well,
let's take a look at the Padres rotation.
Yeah, what does that do for them? Because he had a horrible year last year, and he's notorious for tipping pitches. So, wait, does that really move them up the ladder that much?
So here's your rotation on Fangraphs right now. You have so this might not even be the final rotation. So let me just make that clear. Yu Darvish, Joe Musgrove, Dylan Cease, Mike King, Johnny Brito. There could be a legitimate chance, and I'm being dead serious when I say this, that Michael King could be the best starter out of those five this year. Like, I'm not kidding.
Yeah, you don't know.
I'm not kidding. I mean, the offense, I know they trade Juan Soto, but the offense still looks good. You still got Fernando, you still got Xander, you still got Manny. So, Ha-Sung Kim.
Oh my God, he's good.
Pretty good. He stepped up during the Tatis suspension.
And he took his shortstop spot. I mean, he literally just took the spot from him. They put Tatis in the outfield.
Yeah. So, we'll see. I wouldn't say that I'm like sold on them completely. I'm sort of just let it fly.
Yeah. I mean, on paper, they look fine.
Yeah. On paper, this team goes to the playoffs. But
in reality, I don't know if they do.
who knows? Especially now with the fucking Diamondbacks looking like.
Oh my God.
A team that I'm high on them. Let's just look at the White Sox because it's just embarrassing.
Oh, jeez.
I kind of just want to laugh.
That Tim Anderson walk is going to haunt them. I know it. I know he's going to bat like 300 this year.
Here's your starting rotation. They just announced that Michael Kopech will be pitching out of the bullpen this year. So there goes your number one starter.
So
Eric Fetty, who they signed from the KBO this year, is your number one starter. Mike Soroka, who they traded from the Braves this past November. Chris Flexen. Who they signed from Colorado back in December. Garrett Crochet. I'm pretty big on that guy.
Yeah, me too. I think he might move up in the rotation. Yeah.
And then I don't know who this is. Nick Nastrini, who got a non-roster invite.
Okay,
this spring.
Now this is pretty off the board question because that is probably just as bad as a rotation of the Mets, if not worse. Is Trevor Bauer in the cards for this White Sox team? Because you did see his outing against LA.
Stop.
Hey, it's just I'm raising a question.
Stop. Dude, Marty Mush is getting hits off of him. You really think that he's getting a major league job?
Well, did you see him against LA?
Yeah, stop.
He was hitting 99. I don't know.
I'm not. Stop with Trevor Bauer. The lineup right now for the White Sox, but I mean, on paper, it's a good lineup.
They can hit.
I feel like I've been saying the same thing about the White Sox for the last like 3 years. Benintendi, Moncada, Robert, Jimenez, Vaughn, Dominic Fletcher, Paul DeJong, Nicky Lopez, Martin Maldonado.
It's just this team screams a lot of hits, no RBIs. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But it feels like they're going to lose games like 2-0 with like 8 hits.
I can definitely see that. Any other baseball news? I feel like there hasn't really been.
Well, I just want to ask you, because now we're sort of getting in the swing of things. Right now, we all know the favorites. We all know it's LA, Atlanta, whatever. Give me your dark horse team that maybe makes a postseason push and could potentially not go on. I'm not saying go on a World Series run, but maybe win a playoff series that you wouldn't expect. Like a team like, I wouldn't say like Texas, but a team that kind of just gets
in. Diamondbacks from last year.
Yeah, there you go.
dare I say, the Diamondbacks again. Like to be honest. I mean,
All right. Give me another one, because we know what they can do when they do perform.
Give me the Cubs.
You know what? I can't believe I was going to say the same thing.
I think the Cubs can be something. Again, it just depends on what happens with Cody Bellinger, but...
Dude, if he bets like 300 again, I...
Yeah, they're winning the division. Like, mm-hmm. This is really, like... If he's hitting 300 again, they're winning the division, and that... The starting rotation looks... All right. I mean, Jameson Taillon is on the injured list with back tightness. So,
oh, no.
I mean, he was good for them, but Justin Steele's been basically the ace of this team. They signed Imanaga. Hayden Wesneski. Wow, that was a throwback. What trade was he a part of, Tim? I love this game. What Yankee trade was Hayden Wesneski a part of in August of 2022?
He's in Chicago. Dude, I can't think. Who was it?
I thought it was Rizzo, but then that was 2021, so I guess not. Oh, Benintendi. I'm a dummy. Oh. No, we got him. No, wait, not Benintendi. We got him from the Royals. Who did we get from Chicago?
That's what I'm trying to think. I can't think of maybe a relief. I don't.
Who did we? Oh, yeah. We got, was it Scott Efros? Yep, Scott Efros.
There you go. Mystery solved.
There it is. Yeah, Cubs look good. I'm a fan. Other than that, I got nothing from baseball. We can go straight to hockey now. Garrett Cole, please be okay. Just 1 to 2 months. One to two months.
Stan, did I just hear you say you're going to throw down a two-leg parlay of Jackson Holliday and Paul Skeens, both winning Rookie of the Year?
I mean, I don't think Paul Skeens touches the majors this year.
He looks pretty good. He's 23 years old. I don't know. There'd be really no reason for him not to pitch. He's an older, he's like 22, 23. I mean, they're not good. I don't see a reason for him not to throw.
They're not good. Yeah, you're right. Give the fans something. Give the fans what they want. Moving on to hockey. What a trade deadline it was. We already recapped the moves from up to Wednesday. Or no, was it Thursday?
Thursday.
So, let's recap everything from March 8th. And I think the big one here is what the Vegas Golden Knights did. They get Tomas Jesus Hertl Christ. In a third-round pick. And at 2/3 from San Jose for David Edstrom and a 2025 first.
The rich get richer.
I said it last week. The rich get richer. This is absolutely absurd. I think that there's got to be something to do with the long-term injured reserve.
Oh, it clearly.
It's getting ridiculous.
How can Mark Stone, he's going to, everyone knows he's going to come back and just dominate. So I don't understand how teams keep getting away with this?
I don't understand. I really don't understand. After we recorded on Thursday, this went down. I think we already did Duclair, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know if we did. I don't think he got traded.
Okay, we didn't. Okay. All right. Now I know. So, yeah, Lightning get Anthony Duclair in a 7th-round pick in 2025 from San Jose. San Jose gets back Jack Thompson in a 3rd in 2024. Gives him some much-needed speed for Tampa.
Yeah, it also adds forward depth, which they did lose. I mean, you think of that third line that got completely depleted from their cup run. This just adds, again, when I keep saying the rich get richer, I know they're not in a spot where, you know, they're dominant right now. This is the Tampa Bay Lightning. Come on.
You're right. Let me just say this. It's not getting talked about. Nikita Kucherov is having one of the best seasons I've seen from a hockey player ever.
Stan, I was having this conversation yesterday. I can't believe we're like literally thinking about the same things. He does not get talked about enough for a guy who leads the entire league in points. He had 124 points in 2019. He is one of the most dominant players on the ice when he is healthy. His puck possession and the way he just plays in the zone.
That, by the way. Really bad.
Damn. Nikita Kucherov is unbelievable. No, it was really, I think he is arguably the second best player in the NHL. Like, you could really make that argument, and people look at you crazy, but come on.
But, like, here's the thing that, like, Ryan Whitney said this in Spit and Chicklets, and it makes sense. When you think of the best players for in recent memory, Sidney Crosby has Evgeny Malkin. Connor McDavid has Leon Draisaitl. Nathan MacKinnon has Mikko Rantanen.
Kale McCarr. He has everyone.
Kale McCarr. Nikita Kucherov this year is basically doing this by himself.
And it's unbelievable. If you actually sit and watch him play, like the way nobody can touch him. Like, he'll skate at his own pace around the zone. People will try and take the puck from him, he'll just put it around them, go right around him. Like, it's unbelievable to watch. And he controls the game so well in the playoffs that when he doesn't play, like, you can even look back to the Isles in 2021, Scott Mayfield hurt him in, like, game, whatever. They come back, they win, then he comes back, they lose. I mean, the way he, you know, I'm saying, like, when he's on the ice, his impact is, could we say it's maybe the most impactful of any player on any team in the league? Because look at Edmonton without McDavid. Yeah. Draisaitl had 100 points. I mean, you look at Pittsburgh when Crosby was out. They still made the playoffs, and Malkin had 100 points. He won the Hart. You look at all these other teams.
People had no expectations for this Lightning team because of Vasilevsky, but if it wasn't for Nikita Kucherov, I think the Lightning are not in the playoff picture, nowhere even close.
No, and he, and again, not getting talked about enough. He's been unbelievable.
Yeah. Moving on to Carolina. Carolina Hurricanes acquired forward Jake Guentzel and defenseman Ty Smith from the Pittsburgh Penguins for forward Michael Bunting, forward prospects Vasily Ponomarev and Ville Koivunen, the rights to Cruz Lucius, a conditional first in 2024 and a conditional fifth in 2024. Not only that, they also get Evgeny Kuznetsov from the Washington Capitals for a third in 2025. Oh. Can I just say it?
Yeah.
I know it's probably going to take a while for this team to, like, mesh together, but I don't care. This, like, reminds me of, like, the 2016 Al Horford Hawks, where it's just like, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know what? Right now, I 100% agree with you. I think this is, they have no more excuses. This is, and then Frederick Anderson just came back. This is, they have no excuse. So if they can't get it done this year, then it just wasn't in the cards for them, honestly.
Kachekov was making insane saves against the Rangers. Like, this was, also, what a big win from the Rangers on Tuesday. Yeah.
Gritty game.
Igor's on fire.
Shout out Isles. They're 6-1 in their last seven. They got Buffalo tonight. Buffalo tonight.
Remember when people said that, like, Igor deserves to be benched in, like, January after, like,
dude,
I love Ranger fans. Yeah, I love
it's
Ranger
so,
fans.
You'd rather Jonathan Quick start? Are you serious? Like, as good as he's been, you really would rather Jonathan Quick play over
a 38-year-old Jonathan Quick. Let's not be like Jonathan Quick, like prime Jonathan Quick, but like a 38-year-old Jonathan Quick over Igor Shesterkin in his prime. Oh my god. I love Ranger fans. They're the best.
Tyler Toffoli.
Speaking of the Rangers. Tyler Toffoli. I think we already did that one, if I'm not mistaken. Did we
think
do Toffoli?
No, because that was also on, that was on Friday,
nope,
wasn't
you're
it?
Right. You are right. Tyler Toffoli heads to the Winnipeg Jets Devils get a third round pick in 2024 and a second in 2025. You kind of felt like this was coming when they fired Lindy Ruff. Devils are just looking forward to next year.
Yeah, and that's kind of, well, I like it, obviously, as an Isles fan. But if you're a Devils fan, it's not that I hate this trade, but you're keeping 50% of Toffoli's salary, which is,
yeah, that's not good.
Not great. And, like, I know the return's decent, but this guy's an elite winger. I don't know. I think Winnipeg gets better, but from what I'm hearing around the league, they're the biggest frauds in the NHL is what I'm hearing.
I mean, they haven't scored in, like, I think they've scored, like, one goal in, not two, let's see, Winnipeg. Two goals, actually.
Yeah, come playoff time now. They're gonna struggle.
Yeah. I think they're gonna choke. Florida, they acquired, not only do they get Vladimir Tarasenko, they go get Kyle Okposo from the Buffalo Sabres for defenseman. Oh, you gotta help me with this name.
Kali Selin. Kali.
That guy. For a conditional 2024, for a conditional pick in 2024, forward depth, really, it's forward depth.
you know what? And it adds some more leadership to a room. That's a captain. That's a guy who's been around the league for a while. This team is so scary that I do not want to play Florida if I'm anyone in the playoffs. I really don't. I think.
Yeah.
I think. Okay. Now, I'm just going to put it this way. If Tampa is that second wild card, I would not be shocked if Florida loses in the first round. Anybody else?
Yeah.
No.
No. Let's go to the Rangers. Rangers made some big moves at the very last minute. Two depth moves, one move that has really changed the way that this team has played, looking back to, like, let's say, like, October, November. They acquire Chad Ruedel from the Pittsburgh Penguins for a fourth in 2027. They acquire forward Nick Batan from the Minnesota Wild for prospect Turner Ellison. And last but not least, they go get Jack Roslovich from the Columbus Blue Jackets for a conditional fourth in 2026.
And I think it becomes a third if they win the cup. I think that was part of the deal. And then...
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. And then Columbus is retaining 50% of the salary. I honestly think this is a great move for the Rangers. They really didn't give up much. Awesome. And they got a guy back who's got a great ceiling for cheaper than his contract. They're literally not even paying him. You're paying him 50% of his contract. I mean...
Yeah. If we look back to how the Rangers have looked compared to November to now, you have Blake Wheeler on that first line against Jack Roslovic.
Yeah.
Full 180.
Mm-hmm. Completely different player.
Nick Bonino compared to Alex Wennberg. Full 180.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just say it. Alex Wennberg, the addition of Alex Wennberg, to put it in NBA terms, is almost like the Knicks getting OG Anunoby. Like, I'm not kidding.
Yeah, it is kind of that role. It's like Josh Hart. It's like Josh Hart, actually.
Yeah, Josh Hart, but to more current terms, OG Anunoby. That third line for the Rangers, the Cooley-Wennberg-Kako line, they haven't scored. They've been ridiculously good. Like, insanely good.
Yeah, I think the Rangers, right now, that they will be fine versus any team in the first round, except one. One team.
The New York Islanders.
Yes. Yes. I think that would be the one matchup they really do not want, because it's just it's the style of game that's played, and it's going to go seven. You know it's just going to be hitting the whole time.
I don't want it to happen for the sake of this podcast, but...
wear and tear series. But I think they have a better shot against Tampa than I think Florida does, and that's saying a lot because Florida is the best team in the NHL right now. So.
Yeah. Speaking of Tampa, the Rangers take on Tampa tonight.
Eagles is in for an hour. They got Matt Dumba, too.
Yeah, they did get Matt Dumba. This is a tough stretch of games for the Rangers coming up. Right now, they are first in the Metro, obviously. I think they're third in the Eastern Conference. The tough stretch of games starting in March. So they lose in the shootout to Tampa, lose to Florida. They bounce back. 4-0 win against St. Louis, 3-1 win against the Devils, 1-0 win against Carolina. That was so big. So fucking big, that win against Carolina. That was a hard-nosed... That was a war. That was a fucking war. To deal with that for seven games, God. I'm just going to say...
You know what? Dude, I don't... I really feel like... They would smoke fucking Carolina in a series.
Carolina.
The Rangers. I think they would beat them in five games. I think it's just because they have Igor Net.
That's fair. I think that there's... Oh, God. The Broncos are discussing Zach Wilson.
Dude, I'm telling you, wherever he goes... Because this is just how it works. This is just how it works as a Jets fan. Wherever he goes,
he will be a serviceable quarterback.
Mm-hmm. It'll just work out somehow. It's like the same thing with Sam Darnold when he came in for 49ers. Like, it'll just work out. Like, wherever he's going to end up.
Well, now he's on the Vikings, Sam Darnold.
Well, I'm just saying. Yeah,
he's probably going to be starting.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, it has worked out when he was in the Niners. I mean, he was playing well. And now you look at a guy like Zach Wilson, who, if he doesn't go to the Broncos and goes to Kansas City, then I have even more faith that this guy will turn into not an all-star by any means, but or a Pro Bowler, but a good quarterback. I can't get that. Stan, that Chiefs game is just lasered into my head. I'm still thinking about that throw he made, looking downfield right over the middle, over the top, over a defender's head, right in the I mean, this guy, he has all the tools. He has all the tools. I'm telling you. I'm still bought in on him. But that's enough with Zach Wilson.
Enough of Zach Wilson. Rangers, let's go until Tuesday. They got the Lightning tonight at Pittsburgh on Saturday, and then home on St. Patrick's Day against the New York Islanders.
Give it to me.
What a day that's going to be.
Let's go, Isles. 1 o'clock.
It is expected that Semyon Varlamov will be in goal for the Islanders, however. Then Quick will probably be on Saturday against Pittsburgh.
Well, you know, here's the thing, because Varley did win his last game, but Sorokin has played 90% of the games this year. I think 90, it was like 90-something. He's played literally almost every game. I'm telling you, if they win against Buffalo, and then they go into Ottawa, and they beat Ottawa, or I guess Ottawa's coming, or no, they are going to Ottawa. And then they come back, I would not be shocked if Sorokin plays 3 games straight just to go 9-1 in their last 10. I would not be shocked.
All right.
They got to win tonight, though.
Yeah. Remember when I said I was afraid of the Detroit Red Wings?
I would take that back. They stink. Yeah. Thank God. Thank you. Woo. Thank you. You are helping me out. Keep being ass. Thank you.
Keep being ass. All right.
I want to say one thing before we get off hockey. One more thing. Yes. If you are an Isles fan, you are loving this first line of Brock Nelson, Bo Horvat, and Matt Barzal right now. You are eating that up, because that line right now, I could put again toe-to-toe with any line in the league. They are, in like the last, the games they've played together, I'm pretty sure Brock Nelson has like, I want to say it's like 13 points in 10 games with them. Barzy's got like 14 points in 10 games. Bo Horvat's got like 12 points in 10 games when they're playing together. This is one of the best lines I've seen from an Islanders team ever. This might be the best line I've seen on the Islanders ever. So I am all bells and whistles. I am every. This is great. I'm loving it. Keep it going. Keep going, Patty.
All right. To basketball, both NBA and college. OG Anunoby is back, and you can just feel it. You
Josh
can feel
Hart,
it. In the air.
Oh my Lord! What a
you
performance!
Can you can feel it. Oh, when
dude,
if
what
Randall
did Josh
comes
Hart,
back?
What did Josh Hart have
Vitch
the other night?
Comes back. He had a triple double in 3 quarters.
Yeah,
it was
like
20-19 and 10 or something like that.
Dude, what? Like, what? How are you out rebounding an entire team by yourself? How does that happen? How do you do that? And you're a point guard.
I'm excited. Like, I've never been more excited as a Knicks fan than right now. The Knicks are the first team since 2012 to hold a team under 80 points for 3 straight games.
Damn.
Last team to do that was the 2012 76ers. They go out west this week. They play tonight at Portland. Should be an easy win. Then they go at Sacramento, at Golden State, at Denver, and then back at the Garden next Saturday. I'm so excited. This is it. This is the home stretch, and I'm loving it. Just you could tell it's so night and day the difference. Between this team without OG Anunoby and with OG Anunoby.
And it's not even a culture thing. It's a culture thing. It's like on the bench, they're all active too. It's unbelievable. They look defeated when he doesn't play. And as good as he is, all props to him. Like if he does come to Cleveland, like they come to play against Cleveland, like they're not winning. They're not beating Cleveland. They're not. Yeah. The way this Cavs team is playing, and now they're getting healthy.
Yeah.
Not happening.
Built like
not
bitches. Happening. Like, this is, I'm so excited. Like, this is, I
now,
can't wait.
Where are they at now? They're fourth?
They're currently fourth in the East. They are behind.
There's no way we can play you in the first round.
Yeah, I don't think so. Unless Milwaukee just, like, collapses. I don't see it.
But even if they do, Cavs are second in the East. There's no way that we could play you
in the
first round.
Cavs and the Bucks are tied at second, and then the Knicks are in fourth, so if the season were to end right now, we would take on Orlando.
That's not an easy matchup. I think you'll beat
them. It's not. I mean, we held them to under 80. So.
Yeah, I think you'll beat them. But if Paolo can get going,
yeah, Paolo. I hate to go up against you, Paolo.
We were just praising him last podcast.
I know. I will never. God, he was so good. He was special.
Still is special.
He still is special.
Now, where does he rank on your all-time Duke list?
He's top 10.
Who's one?
Grayson Allen.
Really? And who, yeah. So then who's two? Zion?
Actually, no. Timeout. Sorry. Probably going to go Zion, Grayson Allen, J.J. Redick.
Does RJ just completely fall off the list because you don't have him anymore?
RJ? No, RJ. No, I still love RJ.
Cam Reddish get love because he stopped in New York?
Just they all get every Duke player that played for the Knicks is on my list. So Lance Thomas is at 10. Lance Thomas was grit in 2010. He was grit personified in 2010.
Bring me back.
Yeah, bring me back. Other news in the NBA. I mean, we go out west, the Nuggets have the lead in the West. Who saw that coming? Is anyone shocked? Like,
no.
If we're being honest here? No, exactly.
No. Dude, I'm looking at a list right now, Stan, of like Duke players that played for the Knicks.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Try and give me from there's only been four from 2010 there's only been four. Yeah, tell me the four from 2010 to yeah,
Lance
to 2019.
Thomas.
Yep.
RJ Barrett.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry, there's five. Five guys.
Five? Okay.
Yeah.
So Lance Thomas, RJ Barrett.
One played 17 games, so it's kind of I might not count. I'll give you one because I don't think you're not gonna get Sheldon Williams.
Sheldon Williams played for the Knicks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I did not know that. Twenty tens. So Cam Reddish.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he was on the team with Paolo. Trevor Keels.
Yeah, I guess he's on the list. Yeah, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
He's not on this list, but yeah, you're right. So I guess there's two more after that then. I don't think, you know what? I'll give you another one because I don't think you're gonna get Marshall Plumlee. He played 21 games.
Oh, I remember Marshall Plumlee on the Knicks.
The last one is 08 to 2010.
Oh, I know this. I know it.
He averaged
point guard.
Second round in 2004, he averaged 9 points, 6.5 assists.
It's Chris Duhon.
And he was drafted by. Yes, it is, Dan.
Knew it. Like, I knew it from the jump.
There you go.
Marshall Plumlee is a Knick was a time. I remember, oh my God, I never told you this. I went to a preseason game in 2021, like right when like fans were allowed back at the Garden. And game's over, Julius Randle hits a buzzer beater to win it. Like it was
like a random
course,
game.
The Garden. Yeah, like of course like the Garden's going crazy, all that. I'm walking out down to the escalator and I'm like, that guy, it's like this giant,
yeah.
7 foot giant with a mask on. I was like, he looks like Marshall Plumlee. And I said, Marshall Plumlee. He looked up. I was like, oh, shit. I'm like, why is Marshall Plumlee like, shouldn't he be like somewhere close? Like, he was in like he was like slumming it in the 300s.
Yeah. No, I don't think he would be close. I mean, come on, he played how many games? He played 21 games with the Knicks. I don't know how much closer he is.
His brother's got to be giving him something.
I don't know how much money Mason's really handing over, but.
But he's been in the league for like 10 years.
No, I mean, you're right. You're right.
There's no money like NBA money. Let's all be honest here.
Soccer's pretty good.
I mean, yeah, you're right. It's Saudi soccer.
Give me billions to play over there. I don't care at all.
Yeah, really. College basketball. Conference tournaments have kicked off. Let's just all be honest here. My first bet, BYU -3.5, is dead. I think BYU is like 3 of 17 from three. Oh, yeah, they're down 22. 3 of 16. I was close. 3 of 16 from three. Yeah, college kids. They're just kids.
They'll learn.
They're just kids. Rough loss for Duke on Saturday. Very rough loss.
That sting a little bit.
Yeah, it stung. It stung, especially watching it from the saloon with a bunch of UNC fans.
That did not make it any better, I can imagine.
It did not make it. I mean, the drinks were flowing, I'll tell you that. But it was bad.
Yeah, that's got to suck.
I'll tell the story, but I won't name names. It was going to be a part of my what I saw, but it's fine.
My what I saw is absurd.
The Penguins?
Worse than that. Yeah, I might just get this out of the way before you go. Did you see Aroldis Chapman's Instagram story?
God. So
dude,
bad.
What the hell were you... What? That's my what I'm getting this out of the way now because so I don't even know how much longer I can sit on this. What the hell was that? What the hell was that on
was...
your... I'm not even going to go into context. If you want to know what it is, look it up because I'm not even going to talk about this.
No,
like, in...
Yeah, Google Aroldis Chapman. Go right ahead.
His mother? What are you doing?
Anyway, so I participated in a basketball tournament. First time I played basketball in probably like over a year. And the after party for like the charity tournament was at the Saloon, which is, for those who don't know, that's the big bar around town. The people that run the tournament are diehard UNC fans. Diehard UNC fans.
Kind of feel like I know who this is already.
Yes, but we're not going to name names.
Won't name names.
We will not name names. Anyway, the game's over. Of course, I'm in a Duke hoodie. I'm in Duke garb. So I'm an easy target. And I'm there with Jack and his two sisters, Kelly and Jenna. And again, won't name names. Someone walked past me in a UNC quarter zip and subtly walks past me and just goes, "Fuck Duke." And I'm like, okay. I'm like, you know what? I'll take it on the chin. I'll take it on the chin.
How much
like,
else you can do?
there isn't. But I'm almost like, you are a 25, 26-year-old man. Be a man. Fuck. Chirping a college kid. And then Jag's sisters were like, what the fuck is this problem? It was pretty funny. But I was like, dude, be a man. Like,
grow up.
Grow the fuck up. Off camera, I'll tell you who it was. Yeah. I mean, although I think you can guess.
I think I got it. Desmond Ritter's getting traded. He didn't get moved yet. But Falcons are actively and expected to are actively searching and expected to trade Desmond Ritter per Adam Schefter.
I mean, I figured. Yeah. Rough loss for Duke. They played tonight at 7 against NC State. As long as... Just give me something to root for. Just give me
they
something
might win
to root
by 50.
For. You never know. NC State always gives us hell for some reason. Let's take a look at bracketology. It's updated every day now.
Yo, shout out JMU. They're in, right?
They're in. Yeah, they're automatically in. They won the tournament. They're in.
I love it. I love JMU.
This team's making the Sweet 16.
Is this our team, Stan? Is this our team that we're just going to sit on now?
It might be our team. I seriously think it might be our team. Right. So right now, first four out are Texas A&M, Wake Forest, New Mexico, and Villanova. I think according to Joe Lunardi.
They lost last night, right, to Providence?
Who?
Actually, they didn't play. Who did Providence play last night?
Seton Hall. Oh, no, not Seton Hall. Villanova almost lost to DePaul. And let me just say,
dude, that was absurd.
DePaul is probably the worst college basketball team in America. I was almost rooting for DePaul to win because it's just so it's DePaul. Like, you think
how can you not? It's like JMU.
Yeah. Yeah, really, it is. No, it isn't.
It not at isn't. All. I know.
not in the slightest.
Shout out Sunbelt.
Yes. So right now, first four out, Texas A&M, Wake Forest, New Mexico, Villanova. Joe Lunardi is saying winning in for Mississippi State. They're playing right now. Ooh, excuse me. They're playing right now against LSU in the SEC tournament, and they are currently up 13-8. Virginia also winning in if they beat Boston College tonight. Virginia? I don't think so. Boston College looks ridiculous. I don't even know how to describe it. Out with this win. Without this win, I meant to say, sorry. St. John's. Joe Lunardi is basically saying St. John's loses today at 2:30 against Seton Hall. They're out. Pittsburgh and Wake Forest. Either of them lose. I think it's done. A&M, lose, you're done. Iowa, same thing. Colorado, they're one of the last four in. Last four byes include Oklahoma, Michigan State, and Seton Hall. Then that would mean that the next four out would be Pittsburgh, Kansas State, who got a big win over Texas. They take on They take on Baylor, I believe. Either Baylor or Houston, I don't know. And Providence got a win over Georgetown. We're getting close. So let's just, Tim, I sent you a schedule proposal.
Yes, you did.
Are you good with, let me just say, are you good with it?
Let me read it over again.
Yes, because I'm announcing some of it, but not all of it. Oh, Desmond Ridder to the Atlanta. A player-for-player trade. The Cardinals get Desmond Ridder. Rondale
wow.
Moore.
Wow. I did not expect that. I'm cool with all this. Just the last one, we should probably figure that out with him first.
Yes. Well, that's what I was going to propose to that person. So anyway, here's our schedule. This is coming out Thursday or Friday. That'll be episode 130. Episode 131, bracket special. Bracket only, nothing
We're
else. You're analyzing every first-round matchup and going from there on. That'll be the only episode for the week, by the way. Bracket special. Okay. Tuesday. I'll be in Florida, but the grind doesn't stop. Baseball
hey, I
preview.
I was in Cayman. I've done it at the beach. It's fun at the beach.
That's fair. That's fair. That is fair. MLB preview. MLB preview and a March Madness recap. And then the Thursday episode. Do I say it?
You know what? No. We have a great special coming Thursday. We're not going to say who it is because it's funnier if we don't.
Who is it? Wait. Oh, that Thursday? Okay.
Yeah. Not this upcoming Thursday, but that Thursday that he's talking about. Let's just not even mention it until it just
we're
happens.
We're not going to mention it.
Because I think it'll be hilarious when it just happens.
Tim will be making his interview. There will be no question. Let's just put it this way. There will be no questions rehearsed questions asked by me solely because I know the answers to them.
No, this is just going to be strictly, I because the more I talk about it, the more we're going to give away, but it's going to be funny. I'll leave it at that. It'll be interesting to talk about.
It's going to be funny. We'll leave it at that. And then possibly, I mean, we could check with it. So that's our schedule coming up. So Tuesday bracket special. Then the following Tuesday, MLB preview, March Madness recap. Thursday, very special guest, March Madness recap as well. That's also opening day. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got my days mixed up because I'm leaving Florida Thursday, but we'll record it on Wednesday. Makes sense. Okay.
Got it.
Got that done. Yeah, that's our schedule. All right. Moving on. What I saw. By what I saw, I have two. What I saw is the Pittsburgh Penguins. Earlier today, this is insane,
dude. I can't believe it happened. Like, I actually can't. How does that happen? How do you get? You could just say, I don't know how a truck like that gets.
I really don't understand. So for those who don't know, today was supposed to be Jaromir Jagr bobblehead night in Pittsburgh, but the Penguins announced today that the shipment carrying the Jaromir Jagr bobbleheads for tonight's game was stolen en route to Pittsburgh. And as a result, the bobbleheads will not be distributed at tonight's game, but will be distributed at a later date. For the fans that went there solely for the bobbleheads, all fans in attendance will receive a voucher that includes a one-time scannable barcode that will be required to pick up the bobblehead at a later date. Location and dates for pickup will be... This is hysterical. Location and dates for pickup will be shared when the items are safely located or new bobbleheads are produced and available for distribution. My favorite meme out of this was someone saying National Treasure 3's plot is very different. And it's Nicolas Cage saying, I'm going to steal a truckload of Jaromir Jagr bobbleheads.
Knowing Jagr, he probably took them himself.
That's insane. Like, how do you let that happen?
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know how something in transit like that going to Pittsburgh Penguins Stadium just gets robbed.
I don't know. And then There was another tweet that I saw that made me fucking laugh my ass off. And I'm trying to find it. I saw it earlier today. Oh, yeah. a picture of Chris Moltisanti going, "Hey, T, there's this truck in Pittsburgh we just jacked. Thousands of bobbleheads. Jaromir Jagr limited edition." What a score. Like,
I honestly can't believe that happened, though. Like, how do you let a truck?
Insane. Ridiculous. Utterly ridiculous. My next one I saw, Tim, have you been hearing this Kate Middleton stuff?
What? Yeah.
Dude. Is she alive? Let's just throw out. Do you know who'd be perfect for this?
Oh.
Do you know who'd be perfect for this discourse? Maeve.
She would know.
Like she would. Oh, yeah, she would know. She's either.
Photoshop
she's either
claims.
Dead. Yeah, the Photoshop is ridiculous. I think she is either. I don't think she's dead, but I just want to run with it. She's either dead, they divorced, or there was like one theory called like the Etten theory.
Dude, she got surgery and then.
Yeah, she got like abdomen, but like how long would you.
And then it's like every report is just like a surgery and whereabouts, a timeline. Like, they have no clue.
Yeah, like really, they don't. So for those who don't know, Kate Middleton allegedly, who is the princess or the future Queen of England, she allegedly had an abdominal surgery and she just hasn't been seen since. And then the royal family put out a picture of Kate Middleton with her three children. And then the Associated Press took that photo down like 2 hours within it being released. And then it was deemed that it was an AI-generated photo. And you could see, too, like the daughter's, like, pointer finger is, like, bigger than her thought. Like, the pointer... Her hand's out of whack. It's very...
Listen, she's probably just not recovering well, and they just don't want to show pictures of her right now, but she's so, like, I guess integral to England. Yeah, that it's like, you can't...
She's so well known that if she's not seen, like, it's almost like...
I know.
Hey, she's dead. But I don't think she's dead. The divorce theory, I don't know. It's a lot.
We'll figure it out eventually.
And my final one I saw, we mentioned youth basketball before last episode. Congratulations to my cousin and my uncle. His team, their team, won the regionals.
Hey! Congratulations.
Now they're celebrating like it means something.
But you did all the work. You already did all the work.
So
what are you, Buck Showalter?
Well, you know what I did? I mean, you chirped them. Oh, I didn't chirp them.
You were yelling at them. They were like, this is why we lose games. This is why we're not going to win.
Different team.
Oh, different team. Never mind.
Completely
What'd
different
What'd you
team.
Do?
What I did, I was paid for this, and I'm not pussy. I have balls to admit this. My uncle, sent me to scout the team that they were playing, and it was not a contest, like not a game. Like I got there. I'll show you right now. I will show you the notes. Number 5, very shifty guard, athletic, big for his position, can shoot. 32, big guy, gets a lot of rebounds. 7, lefty, smooth shot. Like, defense, always job. This is my job. Like, I may have found my calling. And then they won the game. Like,
there
also,
you go.
There was like,
all right,
but the game that I went to. Parents were getting ejected. Fucking a kid got teed up for giving mouth to the ref. Like it
what
was.
So what is it? St. Margaret's versus St. Aidan's? What are we watching? Mr. Sullivan get thrown out of the gym.
Oh my god, that was all time,
bro. It happened like 6 times. I mean, they're in the corner of that St. Margaret's gym screaming the whole game.
Get out of here. It's a church league, goddammit.
We were like,
Jesus would have. You think Jesus would have wanted this,
dude? The 4th grade one was hilarious because we were like 10 years old, and like, shout out Terrence. But I remember Mr. Mulvey getting thrown out too.
Yes, Hiram Mulvey has gotten himself thrown out of a lot of games.
But Mr. Sullivan, John Sullivan's dad, I don't think anyone else has been thrown out of more like, I guess CYO games.
Shout out Mike's dad. Mike Morrissey's dad got thrown out for hitting a chair when he disagreed with a call. Like, he not punched a chair, but, you know, like, damn it, like that. And then the ref, like, wasn't having it.
Shout out to my dad. He got thrown out in Little League of an All-Star game because of a missed call at home plate where he thought someone was safe. And I forget who was umpiring at the time. I don't know if it was Mr. Flaherty. Somebody was umpiring. And he was just like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, it's like a Little League game. They threw him out. Hey, you gotta have passion, though.
When I worked Little League, when I worked grounds crew, I had to remove not naming names. I had to remove someone. And by someone, I mean like a high school kid, like a senior in high school at the time.
It's always funnier.
Because the umpires were making bad calls and he wouldn't leave. Like, he just wouldn't leave. He's like, the only reason why we're getting calls like this is because we're the defending champions and all this. I was like, dude, it's fucking Little League.
But it's not. There's more to it, Stan. You know that. This is a livelihood.
Some things are bigger than sports. Stan, I was like, dude, it's
think of it like this. Think of it like this, right? It's like having a fantasy football team. All right, that's your baby. Right? I'm sitting in the stands watching the Little League Giants go crazy.
He wasn't even coaching. Like, that's the thing. He wasn't even coaching. He was just sitting in the stands
for the love of the game, Stan. For the love of the game,
arguing with the umpire. I'd be yelled at if I didn't mention this. Shout out to Aoife Wogan. Took a trip to Toronto. She's on spring break. She went to a restaurant. Tim, you'll find this amusing. She went to a restaurant and in Toronto.
Oh, is it the Toronto Maple Leafs poutine where it's like $66? Have you seen that?
No, but I do want to try that. I told her to try poutine. She didn't want it. I said to her, she goes, yeah, this waiter asked us if we wanted to go into this like private room. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then she takes a picture and goes, Stan, what the hell is this? Are you ready?
Yeah.
It's the fucking Larry O'Brien trophy.
What?
It's the Larry O'Brien trophy.
That's a random trophy to have there.
It was an NBA like, here she is, like, taking pictures with it. I was like, fuck you.
Dude, what? They haven't won since 19. Like, I don't...
I mean, it goes on tour. Like, the Stanley Cup goes on tours.
I guess.
Probably going on tour. But that's so weird. Like, imagine being, like...
That's just the weirdest one to see. Honestly, just because, like, nobody talks about the Larry O'Brien trophy. Like, talk about winning a World Series
I think it was an NBA-themed restaurant. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was an NBA-themed restaurant. Like, I think it was...
It's probably owned by Drake.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Look the around six.
Look at this. We created this.
Look at this. This is my sister's. Ready? This is my sister's little notebook. OBO yes. On the front.
Oh.
Drake got it all, man. A little OVO yeah. Al on the front.
Yeah. We'll end with some story time in honor of conference tournament basketball.
Shout out Tottenham whenever first. They got a game on Saturday, Stan. They're 2 points out of that fourth spot, and they have one game back because that Chelsea game got postponed. So
yes. Thanks, COVID. Thanks, COVID. Whenever I think of the one seed playing in the ACC tournament on noon on a Thursday, I always think of that time where Tim and I, were in 10th grade social studies.
Bro, trying to watch the game. I don't know why she was so mad. You know who it was too. And I don't even care that I'm name dropping.
I know who. No.
It's not her fault. It's not her fault. Like, I'm not blaming anything. It was completely my fault. And she wasn't like every right to be mad. I wish I had a way to describe it. I took a textbook, right? And I just want to point out, like, I was flying colors in this class. I had like a 99. Like, it was an easy class. But I took a textbook because we were supposed to read the textbook, and I just propped it up. And I think Louisville was playing, like Kansas or something.
It was NC State and it was NC State and Virginia.
Yeah, I just
and they
I
were
had
like
it.
Down two. They were like down two at halftime. I checked my phone. I was like, "Yo, Virginia's down."
I was like, "This can't be happening right now. That's gonna ruin my bracket." So I pulled my phone up to watch because you know, and you're not allowed to do
it's
that.
An ACC tournament.
Well, yeah, they can't. I mean, they can't lose, dude. It's gonna screw with me.
Like, my bracket's busted.
But I put it up and I put my phone to watch it, and then clearly the sub wasn't having it. They're just like, you got two options. Like, you can give me your phone or you could pick it up from the office. Or no, it was like, you can give me your phone or you can get lunch detention. And I was just like,
yeah,
well, I don't want to stop watching this game. So I'll just take
March.
I go, I'll just take the lunch detention. And she was so confused because no one at that point had said that. Because everyone else, they just took their phone and they were like, we'll give back to you in a class. And I was like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I kind of need to watch the end of this game. So I'll just take the lunch detention.
This is March.
I'll take the lunch detention.
Oh my God. That
you
was
gotta do what you
got to
do.
I felt like that was my fault, though. Because I provoked it, you.
My
I
fault.
Provoked you.
You want to know how it was my fault? Because the first stream I got pulled up didn't work, so I had to download an app and then pull it up on that. So I put in the work. That wasn't just me. That was a...
All right. I was just the messenger.
Yeah, and I did.
I was just the messenger.
You don't
Perfect.
Shoot the messenger. You don't shoot the messenger.
You do not shoot the messenger. That is fair. That was so funny. Oh, my God. I love
class.
How, like, all my... I love how all my stories are like, don't name names. Like, let's just keep everyone anonymous. Tim's like, you know what her name was?
I mean, that class, me and not going to name him, did not get along very well at some points. And
yeah,
I don't know why I don't understand how it was my fault all the time because I wasn't even doing anything. It was just like, again, not going to name names, but it was other people, females, that were making a ruckus and somehow it was my fault.
Yes. Yes.
That's all I'm saying. I don't want to.
You're blaming women for this? Wow. How could you?
It wasn't me. And they know who they. I know who it was. You know who it was. I know who it was. You knew who it was. That's all I'm saying.
I think I can remember. I have a sense of who it was. I don't know exactly who it was, though. But we're off camera.
I'll give you. You know what? No, I'll give you a hint because you're going to know. Irish and rich. There you go. Right off the bat. You got it.
Oh, my God. Holy shit.
Now you know who it is. You know exactly who I'm talking about now.
Wow.
We'll end it on that.
I still can't wait. You'll tell me after.
Yeah. They moved too, if that helps.
She was not in that class.
Yeah, she was.
Let me text the name.
I'm just saying.
I'm texting the name.
No, no.
Was it? Who I think it was?
No. Is this?
Oh, yeah. Yes. No, that it clicked.
Hey,
that it clicked.
Hey,
It clicked. I was like, Irish and rich. I was like, wait, no, yes. There, it clicked. I was like,
There you go.
It was. Yeah. Blaming a woman on history.
Not
on
me.
History.
It's not my fault. I didn't do anything.
How could you? All right. That's going to wrap it up. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, X, and TikTok. Be sure to like this video. Good news on the YouTube.
We fixed it.
Good news, bad news. We didn't fix it. But the whole episode uploaded in one video, but it just added an extra hour.
We'll figure it out eventually.
Like, you have, like, the whole hour 15 of the last episode, and then just an hour of a black screen. Like,
that's absurd.
I know. It was insane. Be sure to like this video on YouTube. Be sure to leave a comment. Subscribe to our YouTube. Be sure to follow us and rate us on Spotify.
5 stars.
5 stars only, and we will see you Tuesday for our bracket episode. I cannot wait. We have a bracket.
It's March, baby.
We will have a bracket a week from. This is March. All right. See you guys Tuesday. Peace out.